Jackson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Underground Collisions. This episode, or this edition, is called We Are the World, and my, what an event it was. And in this particular clip, we have four folks come on and talk about why and how credit unions nationwide help people. And first up, we have CU's John Pembroke talking about hope, and then we have Maria Martinez from Borders Federal Credit Union talking about, well, borders. And then we have Cornerstone's Caroline Willer talking about financial deserts. And then we have your marketing company's Bo McDonald talking about how credit unions have repurposed themselves over the last year or so. So check it out. Thank you.
I like the fact that you are involving children in the effort. That's great. Exposure at an early age, I think, is a very positive thing. And it really provides a sense of hope for me about the future, as well as future citizens and leadership here within our country and across North America and the world.
Border towns are very unique because the way we operate is we have that connection with Mexico. There is definitely a connection. Even anytime there's a disruption in the border, whether it be the port of entry being closed, it disrupts the economy in the border towns. Like right now, you know, people are not able to come shopping from Mexico. Therefore, our retailers are suffering here in town. And so there's always a disruption. I just feel that for us as credit unions, you know, we need to be innovative. Yes, because I think if our members move away, we need to have the tools that they can still be served by us wherever they go. But I feel that the only border that we have is the lack of us to be progressive or attentive to our members' needs. And that's what we need to focus. We need to make sure that we don't establish borders for ourselves.
It's really about supporting, nurturing, helping to grow. And, you know, it's my belief that if some of those rural credit unions weren't there, we would have banking deserts. And that would be a tragedy for rural America, for folks who would have to drive 50 or 100 miles to get to the nearest financial institution. So I really take that seriously, that we need to ensure that those financial services, those low-cost credit union financial services, are available in these communities, because that may be the only choice. And we don't, you know, frankly, there's an argument that maybe that would be better served by fintechs, but I still believe that a community-based financial institution is a really important part of the fabric of any community.
You know, I think of WBRT, Federal Credit Union. The reason they started was for racial issues down there. There was a teachers' credit union, but then WBRT was for the black folks who weren't allowed to participate in other financial institutions. And you think of stories like that, and that credit union, it was founded back in the 50s, still here today. It's only $2 million in assets, but they're still focused on that same segment of, these are the people that we need to serve because they're not getting served anywhere else. So you think of stories like that, whether it's for racial equality, financial equality. You know, the credit unions we work with are very passionate about their mission, and it varies. It's not always just based on finance. It's not always just based on race. I think of Columbine Federal Credit Union that serves the power sports industry. And, you know, thinking of that as underserved, no one else wants you to use motorcycle loans there. And they found a very good niche of serving people who have a dream of owning a motorcycle. They can't afford a brand new one. So it's been fun to watch some of these credit unions repurpose themselves or refocus back in on why they were founded and serve people who just can't get that service somewhere else.
Thank you very much for that input, everybody. And stay tuned for more coverage of the Underground Collisions We Are the World edition here on CU Broadcast.